You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this 11th day of January, a Wednesday afternoon. We're joined by Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Let's jump straight into it. We have some issues to deal with in both North and South America. Start in the Southern Hemisphere for me first.
Certainly, Argentina has been beat up all season long, and they're dealing with surplus moisture and just a problem with being too wet in general. Well, we've got a frontal system now that's going to move from south to north from Friday into the first part of next week, or was supposed to in previous days, and it was just going to produce some light rainfall and not be a big deal. Well, now the frontal system is supposed to go stationary across central parts of Argentina, and so multiple inches of rain will once again fall from Cordoba into Entre Rios, which is an area where the most important corn and soybeans is produced, and it is a region that is going to be subjected to some more 1 to 3 inch and locally 4 inch amounts of rain just from this weekend alone. And then we're going to see some more rain coming up later in the forecast period. So too wet, and that on top of all the other issues that Argentina's had this season, it is just going to continue raising that potential for further problems for that crop. On the other side of the fence, though, in Brazil, things are still looking fairly good, but it has been drying out over the last 2 or 3 weeks, and some of the north is now drying up. The crop stress is an issue. But we are also expecting to see rainfall increase as we go forward through this next week, especially late in the weekend and into next week. And we should see enough rain, I think, during this period of time that many of these areas that are becoming too dry will get relief and will stop the potential for losses in yields. But if for some reason this rain becomes more erratic and light, it is going to be an issue. So we're going to watch real closely what's going to happen here over the course of the weekend and into next week.
Just one quick point of clarification. The rainfall in Argentina this year is coming at a different time than it would have last year, where it had such an impact. So midsummer now, harvest season, when we had all the floods last time around.
Yes, but we had flooding early in Argentina in late October when they were planting some of the crop. And so they got behind with that, and then some of the early crop that was planted was struggling a little bit because of that flood. Then we went into 3 weeks of droughty weather in early December, where the ground became very dry and some of these crops were once again stressed. And there was some early season crops that were reproducing at the time. And then we got flooding rains in the last part of December that lasted for 10 days to 2 weeks, and now we're going back into some more rain. So even though it's not quite the same scenario as last year, it is still not a favorable environment, and we do have droughty conditions that are occurring in southern Buenos Aires and parts of southern La Pampa, which is corn country. So like I said, I think they're getting beat up. It's not a disaster. But it's not good either.
All right, so season-long stress there. Move your attention to the Northern Hemisphere. What's happening here?
Well, certainly the big issue is the potential relief from drought that's going to take place this weekend in the U.S. Central Plains. Kansas, parts of Texas, Panhandle, and Oklahoma, and Colorado will all be involved with a significant winter storm that is going to produce rain and snow and freezing rain. It's going to be a big mess for some of the livestock out there, but it is going to bring a substantial relief to the weeks and months of drought weather that have been prevailing across the region. 1 to 3 inches of rainfall may occur by the time we're done with this particular system. We might have anywhere from 4 to 8 inches of snow and some local totals getting upwards to 10 inches in the west central high plains. This will put to rest a lot of the concern that folks have had about the wheat condition out there and the potential for the 2017 crops. So I think we're going to see a big change. I think the market already fell out of bed a little bit today because of that.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate it a lot. Talk to you again next week.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. That, of course, is Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.